Imagine this. Oahu has just been hit by a Category 3 hurricane with winds over 110 miles per hour. Homes and office buildings have been destroyed. Debris and large trees block the main roads. Neighborhoods across the state are without power. That's the type of scenario before Deputy Director Peter Hirai. He's with the Honolulu City and County's Department of Emergency Management.
Right now, our most important thing we're trying to do is search and rescue, saving victims from those possible collapsed homes, collapsed buildings. You know, we're hunkered down here in the basement. We now need to pop up everybody and find out how badly our city is damaged exactly.
Thankfully, the storm is merely simulated. It's part of an annual drill to see how well the state's counties would be able to respond. This year, the National Weather Service anticipates 5 to 8 tropical cyclones, an uptick due to El Nino conditions this year.
I think this year the benefit of having a busy season is that everybody else has their interest piqued, especially for the general public. There's that heightened awareness for them to probably be a little bit better prepared.
The 8-day exercise brings together the military, state, and city agencies, all working under the same hurricane scenario.
Makani Pahili is an opportunity to work with our agency partners in government and private industry, because that's the magic, right? You got to get everybody kind of pointed north and doing the same thing. That's what this does for us.
That's Toby Claremont, the Director of Emergency Services for the Healthcare Association of Hawaii. He sits in front of two monitors that show every hospital and emergency room across the state. Before he can explain, we're interrupted by a radio call from one of the facilities.
This is HHEOC. Go ahead, Cap.
This is a drill message from Cap. Our irradiator is inoperable. We are requesting help with obtaining irradiated blood.
Copy that. You're having problems with your blood irradiator, and you're seeking to another alternative to get blood irradiation. Stand by. We will work that problem and get back to you.
If you didn't catch that, that was a call from Kapi'olani Medical Center. The hospital was given a specific scenario relating to the hurricane. In this case, a piece of equipment used for blood transfusions was damaged during the storm. Claremont says all of this is actually going on in real time.
We got activity going on at Queens Medical Center west of Oahu right now, working with the Army. We have a drill going on at the Queens Medical Center across the street. We got activity largely in almost every single hospital statewide. There are 30 hospitals.
Claremont notes Hawaii's isolated location as an island state is a constant challenge.
You know, most states know that they border another state. And when they need assistance, somebody will come driving across the border with people and supplies and equipment. We are the most remote populated island group in the world. Nobody flies here with damaged airports. Nobody comes across the border in a truck. If we don't have it before the storm hits, we won't have it immediately after.
Despite the government's preparations, Claremont says most residents are expected to have their own plan. State officials are recommending enough food and water to last 2 weeks as we head into what could be a busy hurricane season. Molly Solomon for HPR News.